Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
One thing that has not changed is our love expert, Kelly Raspberry. And Love Letters Kelly is coming up in just over an hour. If you want to go to KidNation.com and write us, or actually write our love expert, we just read the letters for her. Mm-hmm. She'll solve your relationship issues, no problem. Also, this hour, we got your winter warm-up. Want to send you off to Florida. Thanks to VisitFlorida.com so you can get out of the cold, the rainy weather if you're having that. And just go hang out on the beach.
And it's
in the
snowing,
sun.
Snowing like everywhere. It's snowing on the East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, man, it got cold. It got super cold again. My friend lives in Chicago, and he said they had an 80-degree turnaround.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool for you guys. He goes, yeah, but we're at negative 40. So we just went from negative 40 to 40, basically.
40 is like balmy to them.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's like, it's shorts and t-shirt weather for them there. And so, yeah, we'll catch up with the winter warm-up here. In about less than 40 minutes, we got that for you. But my wife was on the phone with a friend of hers the other day, and she was giving me the Kinsey cackle laugh.
That laugh is so funny.
Now, if you think that's a once-in-a-lifetime laugh, no, that happens once a day.
That's when you know she's
but
really
that's a
tickled.
Hard laugh, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's her hard laugh.
That's genuinely hilarious.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She put me up on her Instagram because we were trying to throw away some chunky milk.
Oh, I saw that.
And she was laughing like that. So, I mean, she does it all the time if she finds something funny. So I knew that this story was something I wanted to hear.
Okay.
And it has to do with when you try to do something nice for someone and it backfires on you.
No good deed, right?
Welcome to the show, my wife's friend, Brandy. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
It's going excellent. Now, Brandy is an incredibly nice person.
Okay.
And so she was trying to do good.
Okay.
All right. So, and Kelly, you're probably going to say you shouldn't have done that, but.
Oh, okay.
But you got to hear her out here.
Like my husband said, too. I mean, he was so, I don't know, but I'm from West Texas.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just a nice girl. And when I see a boy that is like walking across the street, because we have a bunch of kids in our neighborhood that walk to school, but this boy didn't have a coat on. And I was just like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do with him? Like, he needs a coat, he needs a ride or something. And of course, something in my heart told me, I was like, you know what? I just wanted to ask him if he needs a ride.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So, how old of a boy could you tell? Like, was he middle school boy, elementary school boy?
I mean, he looked like he was 14,
okay.
15, 16. But, I mean, I was just like, I didn't care. I was like, whatever, he needs a ride.
Okay.
He don't got no coat on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pulled up next to him. I was like, hey, do you want a ride? And he just looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, listen, I'm not a crazy lady.
That's what most crazy ladies say.
Get in my car, little boy.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know. I was like, you know what? Put my number in your phone so you can call your mom and you can tell her you're getting a ride for me. And he just kind of, he still just stared at me. I was like, just get in the car.
Okay. Whoa.
Okay. Started to get violent with him, huh?
The pushy nice person.
I'm trying to help you, boy. You are cold. It is like the first day when it started getting really cold.
Yeah.
And so he gets in the car and he starts speaking to me in Spanish, which I can't speak Spanish.
I'm
thinking to myself, I can understand what you're saying because I'm from West Texas, but I can't speak it. So I was like, I should call Kenzie because she probably knows what this fool's talking about.
My wife claims to be Mexican, Big Al, after she married me. So a lot of people assume that she speaks Spanish like I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call Kenzie. All right, Brandy. All right, go ahead, babe.
The only part, though, I understood is that he was like, yeah, I just started school. I go to the school here. And he was telling me where to go. And I was like, okay, let's go. And I'm like, how old are you? And he goes, 19. I was like, what?
How long into the kidnapping did you realize that he was 19?
I did not realize. Well, I mean, at least I'm not kidnapping like a minor or anything. But I just ended up taking him. And we get there. And I was like, okay, where do I take you to drop you off? And he points and tells me and everything. And he just, and then when, like, right before he was getting out, I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to ask my neighborhood, like, let's get some coats for these kids. Let's start doing some donation. I'm just starting thinking about all these positive things. And he just looked at me and he said, "Thank you, friend. Thank you." And, like, gave me a hug.
Aww.
And it was so nice. And I was just like, oh, my God. It was like, and he also told me he was from Honduras. So I was like, oh, God bless America. It was like, I'm so glad that he's getting education here, blah, blah, blah. And so I call Kinsey. I tell her what happened. And I'm like, isn't that so sad? And we're just talking. Well, 2 hours later, I get a text message.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And he's like, hi, friend. I'm like, hey, hope you do good in school. And because I mean, and then he said his name, but yeah. I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
You want to spell it?
You want to give it a try?
I mean, no, I don't even want to try because I'll butcher that thing. it was like O-M, I don't know.
Omar?
Like
no. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway.
Anyways. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I remember because I figured it was him because I was.
Well, that's the only number you. Yeah. That's the only number you gave away, right?
Yeah. But that poor boy asked if I was married or single, and I knew it turned. It just turned for the worse, and I was like, "Oh, dear Jesus!"
So he just wrote you. Husband. He just wrote you and said, "Married or single?"
Yes, that was it. And I was like, "Married with children," and I figured it would stop after that.
No.
Nope.
He sent me some digital roses.
Aww, that's
digital. Wait, digital roses?
That's sweet. Oh.
That they're flowers digitally.
Yeah.
What a stud, man.
Oh, because, man, these Latin men.
I tell you, we're romantic even after you tell us you're taking
it. Doesn't matter the age.
It's the kidnappy with the heart of gold.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I mean, it was sweet because, I mean, my husband ain't gave me roses that day.
So I was like, oh, digital or otherwise.
I know. It was like first time I bought one of those in a long time. But, I mean, I just felt so sad. I mean, I was just like, oh, God, dear Jesus. So I was like wanting to put a stop to it. And I just pretty much said, listen, that's so sweet. I just felt bad for you because you were cold. I have children and I'm married. Have a nice day, pretty much. But, yeah, I mean, it just would. I've just felt so bad. I just felt so bad. I was like, I am not looking for a 19-year-old little pool boy. You know?
Has he tried to contact you after the digital flowers and you telling him to stop?
No, because after, I mean, I was like trying to be nice. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to block him because I don't want to be rude. But then I told my husband, and he was like, you better block that number. You know, you're trying to put ourselves in danger, blah, 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 with this Honduras. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm
like, the whole country.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That dude fell in love just from one ride, man.
Yeah.
Young love, dude.
Aww.
Well, that was really
that was
what
sweet.
He fell in love with, because I looked like I just got hit with an ugly stick that morning. So, I mean, God bless him.
Oh, that's awesome, Brandy.
That
that's
sweet.
Great.
You're an angel in disguise in a warm car. That's what made him fall in love
right there. Yeah, right? That's what I thought he was going to call back for. Can I get another ride?
You know?
Yeah,
he was love. He wanted a date, my man.
Yeah, my man.
Married or single.
Hey, I mean, I wish that there was more guys that had the balls to do that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, take your shot, guys.
Might as well.
Yeah, take it.
The worst thing that could happen is the girl saying, hey, I'm married with kids.
You got zero right now. So, you know, you're not going to go any less than zero. Yeah. Just go.
I love
go
it. Take your shot.
Game, appreciate game right there.
Exactly.
And Brandy, glad you're safe. Glad everything worked out just fine.
I know. I am so glad I'm safe. I mean, I don't know. But, I'm from West Texas. I think I can hold my own. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. I'm good.
Shout
even
out
though
West
I had
Texas.
To factor my kid, though. That was the bad part, was I had to factor in my car the whole time. And I figured he would follow him, but he didn't. I was like, oh, Lord Jesus. This guy didn't even see him in the back.
Brandy, thank you for sharing. You have a good day today. Don't pick up anybody.
All right.
Right.
No, I won't.
Right. Learn.
It's so scary. If you want to help people, at least it's on your heart to help people. I passed somebody yesterday, a kid probably 12, on the side of the road, and there's a little construction thing, and he's jumping up and down. I didn't know if he was jumping, like waving at the car as it passed by, and I can't.
I've been that kid, man.
I don't know if you're about to murder me or what the deal is.
I was that kid that was walking in the rain and wanted to get picked up.
Yeah.
And I was picked up before, not by a pretty girl like that or anything, but it means the world if you're that kid.
Yeah.
So you should have stopped.
I get it. I thought about it for a good two,
yeah,
3 minutes.
Yeah, but then it's a, you know, there's a whole gang.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the scary part.
In the shadows. You don't know. And people get... We get so much grief for not being caring Americans and caring citizens, but it's like, man, we watched 2020 and Dateline, and we see how this can go really wrong really fast.
Right.
But she saw a guy in 30-degree weather with just a shirt, thought it was a kid, tried to help, good deed.
We should, take calls on that.
Yeah, if you tried to do a good deed and it went wrong for you, we would love to hear from you at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-TICKET.
All right, good deed gone wrong.
I got a good one, too.
You do, Al?
When you come back, yeah, I got a pretty good one.
All right, we'll
see. I think Kelly will remember it.
We'll get into Al's stories and your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got your winter warm-up coming up in about 13 to 20 minutes here, Kid Nation. We still got to give a trip away. We'll hook you up with that. Love letters to Kelly in about an hour. And we wanted to take your calls, Kid Nation, because we had my wife's friend, Brandy, on the phone, and she told us about seeing a young man, young boy, walking to school with no coat on in like 30-degree weather. So she pulled over, tried to pick him up. It turned out to be a 19-year-old man who thought she was for reals trying to pick him up. You know what I'm saying? The man fell in love, and she had to tell him, no, I was trying to do a nice thing and not find another Honduran husband. He sent her digital flowers. By the way, we did get a text that said, hey, thank you for that idea. Saved me $82. You're welcome.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people thought,
don't cheap out, guys.
From the text, OMG, she's so precious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was cute. Sweet. Brandy, thank you for that story. But we wanted you to share at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your good deeds gone wrong. Big Al, you said you had one.
Kelly and I used to be neighbors a while back.
Yeah.
And we would go travel the same road to and from work and whatnot. So this homeless guy would be sitting outside of Jack in the Box or a fast food place right by Kelly's house. And so one day I just decided to stop and talk to him. His name was Pete. And, you know, I was like, you know, tell me a little bit about you. And I believe he was a veteran. It's kind of details are kind of sketchy, but I wanted to help him get a job, get on his feet. You know, I'm kind of a guy that doesn't want to just necessarily give you money, but I'll try and help you. So I went
teach
shopping.
A man to fish and you'll feed him
exactly,
for life.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, that's a great idea.
So I remember distinctly going to Target and getting him a pair of jeans, a couple shirts, some underwear, a pair of shoes.
Wow.
Some shaving stuff, you know, some soap, so he could kind of take care of himself. And I called a friend of mine that is a veterinarian, and he had an office not far from where we live. So I got Pete a job interview. I told the doctor the whole story. He's a nice guy, Christian guy. He's like, yeah, bring him on up here. All right. So I get Pete on up to the veterinarian's office and dropped him off. And I said, okay, Pete, you know, rest of it's up to you, all right? So Pete, they talked to him, and they were going to hire Pete. But after the job interview, Pete didn't have anywhere to go, so he just kind of hung out. And so he stayed there and stayed there till they got uncomfortable. And I think they actually had to, like, call someone to get him to leave.
They cited him for loitering?
They didn't call you to get him to leave?
I think they did actually call me. And then I think Pete ended up, like, selling the clothes. And, you know, it was just, like I said, you try to help somebody. And sometimes it's accepted, sometimes it's not. You know, but it was one of those good deeds, I thought.
Yep.
And didn't work out.
Well,
didn't work out.
Sarah out in Myrtle Beach wrote us and said, hey, I tried to give a homeless man a blanket and a cheeseburger.
Hey, now.
He laughed and said, I only take cash.
Oh.
Yo, man, sometimes you just got to take what you got, man.
Wow.
Good deed gone bad from the text. Tried to be a nice guy and wash my wife's clothes, but did not sort them, so I washed about $300 worth of new colored clothes.
Oh, boy.
And all the colors ran together and ruined them.
Ooh.
Upside, though, guys, she never asked me to do the laundry again.
Never, ever, ever going to get asked to do that again.
Ooh.
Wow.
I can only imagine the screaming that took place after that one.
It happens.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
So you try to help a lady out?
Yes, I tried to help a lady out. She looked like she had gotten beat up, and I had just moved from right outside of Los Angeles to Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And cars were honking past nearby, so I picked her up and asked to take her to a police station or something like that. At that point, she propositioned me, and I realized that I had picked up a prostitute.
Oh, man! You're trying to help a lady. Yeah. And picked up the wrong one.
Oh, my.
Yep, yep. Good deed gone wrong right there, Jeremy.
I won't ask how that ended.
Hopefully he just dropped her off right there.
Yeah, right.
No, thank you. Thanks, Jeremy, for that call, man. Let's go with Kelly here. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. So yours has to do with your grandpa?
Yes. I borrowed my grandpa's car to run errands, take my kids to the dentist and all that stuff. So I was like, I'm going to clean out his car for him and just take him a nice, clean car.
Yeah.
And I end up running over a darn cinder block, like, right as I'm coming out from cleaning it. So it's all nice and clean, except then I just crashed his car.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm, like, calling my grandpa bawling. I am so sorry. I just ran over a cinder block with your car, pretty much. He's like, how much damage?
Yeah, of course. Grandpa fair. Yeah,
but it's clean.
But it's clean. There's that.
It's clean, Grandpa.
I had one with my roommate in college because he had a bad day and his girlfriend broke up with him and he forgot his lunch at our apartment.
Yeah.
So he hit me up and I could tell he was bummed. So I said, fine, I'll drive and bring you your lunch.
Yeah.
So I parked outside because he worked at a grocery store and, you know, in the fire lane. But I was just going to run in and run back out. Well, he started talking to me because he was down and I couldn't be mean and say nothing and just walk out. So I stood there. And when I walked out there, my car had been towed.
Yeah.
It towed my car.
Towed your car. Mm.
And my registration wasn't up to date. I got caught for everything.
Hey, dude, you owe me.
Like,
you owe me $200.
Of lunch, man.
You owe me $200,
right? Hi, Jared.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey.
So yours involves picking up a stranger as well, huh?
Yeah, I. We were coming in like really late from a Rangers game, back to Tyler, where I'm from. But stopped at the gas station, like 12:30, like real late at night. And this guy was like, "Hey, man, if you could help me out, just like I don't live very far from here. I just gotta, you know, if you could get me home." And I'm like, I was real skeptical about this anyway. And this guy like raised up his shirt and he's like, "Hey man, I'm not packing or nothing. Like I'm cool." I'm like,
I wouldn't think to do that, but okay.
Yeah, at least he showed you he's not packing, so now you feel safer. Did you pick him up?
Well, and to make matters worse, this was like not in the best part of town. I mean, it was, you know. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, against my better judgment, the guy was like, "Yeah, it's just right down here." So we go to this place, like, I don't know, like, maybe 5 minutes away. It was close. And he's like, "Well, I just gotta, like, hop out and get something in, and then we gotta go to the hotel." I was like,
"Oh." you need to put that in the app, dude.
I was like, that's not what we talked about, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, just don't leave me here. Don't leave me." Like, and this is when I knew I was in a bad place. He said, "Hey, man, when I get out, lock your doors, don't let anybody in."
No.
Did you wait for him?
I did.
What?
Did he come out with a homie something? Like another person?
No. See, this is why, like, I've only told, like, two people the story. Like,
oh, okay, good.
Terrible.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, and then we get back in, and then I take him to a hotel where I guess he had to do, like, late night laundry or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's where my story ends. So,
It just ended.
So you facilitated his drug purchase.
Probably, most likely. I mean, I tell people, like, the two people I told after that, they're like, "Yeah, you probably just took a guy to get drugs."
Lock the door. Don't let anybody in.
And when I get in, reach out. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the story,
don't
bro.
Don't pick up random people in bad neighborhoods like that, man. That's scary right there, Jerry. Jeez, bro.
Oh, man.
Hold on. We have a hero on the phone. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, buddy.
You, sir, are a hero.
Well, I mean, okay, so I was driving to work out of town about an hour and a half away from where I live, and on the way, a big rig on the other side coming the opposite direction crashed and rolled into a ditch.
Wow.
So I stopped, a couple other people stopped. I run across the freeway, and long story short, we get the guy out. He was really badly hurt. He had actually lost one of his arms.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So the ambulance gets there, and I take off to work. I was like, you know, guys, I got to go. So I get to where I'm going, and I told my supervisor, you know, what had happened, why I was late. I even showed her pictures of the truck, and I still have them. And she's like, okay. And then I get in trouble for being late. She wrote me up for being late to work.
What?
You got written up after pulling a dude who lost his arm out of a wreck.
We need to call your supervisor. Wow.
Well, I don't. Well, I don't work there anymore, and that's probably one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
That's terrible. Yeah.
I would have made a parade for you.
I never knew if the guy made it or not. I called around, but obviously they wouldn't give me any information.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's okay, though.
I hope he is okay. And you did
good
a good
for you,
thing,
dude.
Man.
Yeah.
You did the right thing, buddy. Even if you did get written up.
Oh, yeah. You guys have a good one.
Later,
man. Yeah, I would hope someone would stop on the way to work in the morning.
Yeah.
That's kind of different.
If you see an accident happen, you know.
Nope, going to be written up again.
Kelly, based on what happened this morning, how does that make you feel?
Oh, man. If I would have seen something like that, even running late, you have to pull over.
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to.
Are you scared you're going to get written up now this morning?
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jessica Rodriguez, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing excellent. So I believe on Friday, you went over to our website, didn't you?
Actually, my 14-year-old did.
Oh, really? You have a squad?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yes.
Well, luckily they did that because we are calling you this morning to let you know, Jessica, that you are the winner of the winter warm-up. Congratulations.
Yay.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
I guess we know who you're taking.
Yeah, is that who you're going to be taking on the trip?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Better be.
Because you get to take one guest. You get to head on off to Orlando for 4 days and three nights at the Hilton Orlando,
oh my
which is
God, dude.
Central to everything.
Is this real?
Unlike anything.
It's real.
This is 100%
real. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's Kelly to tell you exactly what you're going to be expecting right
now. Oh, girl, you are going to be so excited because, yeah, give me that. I thought I had it.
Yeah,
you are going to be going off to Florida for 4 days and three nights. You're staying at the Hilton Orlando, which is central to everything, unlike anything. It's a vibrant contemporary resort with an exceptional location. Hilton Orlando is centrally located to all the major theme parks and attractions. It's just minutes from the eclectic dining scene, the entertainment of International Drive. So everything you want to do is right outside your door. And we're also going to throw in a 4-day car rental so you can scoot around, and you'll get admission for two to Icon Orlando 360. This thing is 400 feet tall. It's the largest observation wheel on the East Coast, and the wheel soars with views of downtown, the theme parks. It includes interactive tablets with information about all the landmarks you'll be seeing from up there. And this is all thanks to Visit Florida.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
Yay, Jessica.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
And what's your, who are you going to be taking? What's her name?
My son, Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, double shout out right there, Jessica. Yeah, yeah. ¿Ya hablan español?
Yes.
Sí. Sí, claro que sí, ¿no?
Sí.
Claro que sí, ¿cómo no?
Órale, que se la pasen bien, ¿ok?
Muchas gracias.
Órale.
De nada.
For us. De nada. Yeah, Jessica's going to go off to Orlando. Bad news. Mm. That's our last trip to Orlando, unfortunately. Good news.
Yeah.
We got a brand new trip for you this morning. In fact, all you have to do is listen for the temperature of the day. We give it around 7:40 Central each day. Give or take a few minutes. Sometimes we're doing stuff. Again, the destination for this week, by the way, is Bahia Mar, Fort Lauderdale Beach, a DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, a spectacular waterfront destination. And the temperature you need to go on over to KidNation.com, enter that before midnight so you could be in the drawing to win this trip.
Yeah.
At Pompano Beach, 78 degrees.
78 degrees.
Today at Pompano Beach, a nice 78 degrees to get you all nice and tan.
Nothing but sun.
Nothing but sun out there. Thanks to Visit Florida. Go to KidNation.com. You have till midnight to enter that so you could win. Good luck. And we have the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 15 minutes. Kelly will catch you up with what happened at the Grammys and stuff, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else in Hollywood, 15 minutes away. Also, love letters to Kelly in 30 minutes. Don't forget, Valentine's Day right around the corner. In fact, it's 3 days away. And a new survey came out and found the number one thing women want for Valentine's Day.
What?
Big Al Mac, it's a card.
A card.
That is according to this survey. And the number one thing that men want.
What?
Nothing. But you know what we want.
What?
You know.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But you know.
So women want a card. That's all.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. They just want to be acknowledged, Al.
They want you to write something love. Sweet in.
Yeah. Put your heart and jot it down there on the
like a business card.
No, not a business card.
I'm having a hard time.
with what to get boyfriend because it's the first one. According to this,
it's like the first gift.
And it's so new.
Don't go over the top. You don't need to.
No, not
it's
for
just
the first.
Valentine's.
No, because you got to be able to outdo it next year.
But we do have a little gift for people in the office because did you ever have a secret admirer back in the day?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I can't recall ever receiving a letter from a secret admirer.
I was going to say, if it was, they kept it a really good secret.
But we have secret admirers around the office.
In this office?
Oh, yes. So this week we're going to be bringing you what these secret admirers have been writing about us.
Really?
We got to read them ourselves. The videos will be up at KidNation.com. You could watch Kid TV and see us reading these. Today, Big Al Mac, we get to see what people think of you here at the office.
Aww.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these are your secret admirer notes, Big Al Mac, that you got to read. Let's see what people have to say about the Big Al Mac.
You get knocked down, but you always get back up again. You're always positive, and you have a heart for helping others. It was a big day in my career when Big Al learned my name. I'll cherish that forever. That's from, what's the name? I love that when I have a bad day, he always reminds me that at least I haven't thrown all my money away opening up bars. He's so selfless. Thanks. Big Al is the most loyal person I've ever known. I love how he loves his mama and his friends from high school. He loves trying new things, so he can easily find a new group of friends to love. But he doesn't. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, you have the same old friends. But I love them. Big Al, he's so big, soft, and squishy. No wonder he's the best cuddler in the office. Yeah, they do call me Big Squishy. I don't know what I like more, the heart of gold or the contagious laugh that he has. I love that I don't have to try around you. Understand that. Better than a box of chocolates, and you always know what you're going to get. Aww. I am like a big old box of chocolates. If Big Al had a face only his mother would love, I would love to be his mom. Think that's a compliment. The black uncle I've always wanted to love from afar. Willing to embarrass himself more than anyone else who ever works here. I've done a lot of that. If you're a condiment, you would be the ketchup. Everyone loves ketchup. Aww, that's kind of sweet, too. Big Al, more than a big heart, Al's caring personality puts the cherry on top of the whole show, and his jokes are sometimes funny. I'll take that.
How about that, Big Al?
Oh, that's nice.
You're loved here at the office.
That's nice. Yeah, that's cool. Reading little strips of goodness. We just plucked out of a box.
The fun part about this is trying to figure out who wrote what.
Yeah.
I don't think I could figure out what you wrote for me or what Kelly wrote for me.
Yeah, I couldn't identify that.
I could only figure out one because it was backhanded.
Who do you think wrote the backhand?
Justin.
Oh. Part-time Justin? Yeah.
But maybe not. Yeah, it was. I could tell which one was Justin's, but we know each other pretty well.
Jenna, speaking of you and your relationships, Jenna, get Jefe Fabuloso a nice bottle of liquor. That'd be a good Valentine's Day present.
Nice tequila,
yeah,
maybe.
Something nice that he likes right there. I like that idea.
You know I'm always trying to be real creative.
I know you are.
And then I have like 5 presents and get embarrassed.
Don't stress yourself out.
And don't overdo. Don't overdo.
I always overdo gift giving.
That's why we're giving you the talk now, so you don't overdo now. You have 3 days to not overdo it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to your Monday edition of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Hopefully you're having a good day.
Yeah.
We are. And hopefully you've been on over to KidNation.com. You can find our social media tags on there if you want to follow us on Instagram or Twitter. I'm not really on the Snapchat game anymore, but I still got one.
Yeah, I'm just on the, I'm on Facebook mostly, but I'm on Instagram a little bit as well. Yeah. Big Al Mac 19.
And that's Kelly Raspberry. No P in the raspberry.
Yep.
And that's IE on the Kelly.
That's where you find me everywhere.
Don't go to the fakes.
Right.
Mine is JSI5. J-S-I is my name, J-C.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, in Spanish.
But no dash in your stuff.
No, just J-S-I-5. And then Jenna Page.
Yeah, I'm pretty exclusive with Instagram.
Yeah. Monogamous relationship with Instagram on Jenna's part.
Yep.
I'm on Bumble Match Tinderfish, too, just in case y'all are wondering.
Yeah, he's Big Al still looking for dates. So, any dates this weekend, dude?
No. Jenna, one quick question before we do love letters. If a girl puts her Instagram on her Bumble, does she want you to hit her up on Instagram?
No, it's so you can see other photos of her.
Okay.
But is it okay to sneak into the DMs? Because maybe she didn't see you.
If you put that on there, you know.
I'm different. When I was on those apps, my issue was if we weren't a match on the dating app, it's probably because I didn't swipe that way. And a lot of times guys would slide that way.
Right.
My Instagram wasn't on my Bumble.
But some girls will put it on there.
They do that so you can see more photos of them. You can see more, you know, about how they are in their life.
Right.
I mean, that's in my opinion.
Huh. Why they would do that route. I would stick with the Bumble route.
I would too, but that's usually why. But I mean, it only gives you what, 6 photo options in there, yeah. And if they have cute photos, they didn't put up.
I don't know, Al. If I was single and I was on Bumble and they had a Instagram that hadn't matched with me yet, I feel like I would give myself 2 shots instead of just 1 shot. Right
as well, right?
Yeah,
it was. I mean, it immediately eliminated you if you did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Just, you asked me my opinion. That's my opinion.
I did.
It's a small world. If people are swiping a lot,
they've
come across you. You know that. You know when you've come across a lot when you swipe, 100 times a day.
How about if I play it off and I pretend like, hey, ran across your profile on here.
What's
up?
You up? No.
Insert funny tagline here.
Right.
You're confident. Why not? Give it a shot.
Okay.
You know, what's the worst thing that happens? She rejects you again.
The only time I would find that it might work is if we had matched on Bumble, I had never sent a message, then they would say something on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just wondering.
Do they have to play it off like, oh, what? We matched on Bumble, too?
I saw we matched, never heard from you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were just, because guys can't initiate on Bumble.
I'm going to go ahead and say that even if we don't match. Hey, saw we matched on Bumble.
What's up, girl? Might as well take your shot, right? What's the worst? You get rejected
twice.
And then that's it.
Right.
There you go. All right. Now, if you're having some love issues, go to kidnation.com and write us. We have a love letters to Kelly section right there. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays, and it's time for the love expert to help you out. We call this
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married for almost 10 years, and we have 2 beautiful children. Our relationship goes all the way back to high school. We were off and on in the beginning, but have been mostly solid for the last 11 years. About a year ago, I started a new job, and I met a guy. Mm. Nothing has happened. He knows I'm married, but we flirt quite a bit. Mm. He makes me feel giddy. Talking to him just elevates my stress. He's cute, funny, a great listener. And a hard worker. I think she means alleviates my stress. It says elevate, sorry. Part of me thinks it's purely primal, maybe a wild oats thing since I got married at 20.
Well,
I've had dreams about him, and it leads to daytime fantasizing. Mm. I love my husband very much. I don't have any intentions on acting on these feelings, but I feel guilty, and I can't avoid the guy because we work together. Wondering if you had any advice on how to deal with this.
Shut that down.
Shut that down.
Don't you flirt anymore. Be cordial. You just stop it.
What about the fantasies? Just how do you stop that?
They will eventually stop. She's feeding into it. She's allowing it to happen. And eventually that stuff will stop. But you are playing with fire because you're entertaining the thoughts. And it's just, it all starts with a thought. It all starts with a flirt. And then that leads to, well, let's just grab lunch today. Oh, we don't have to be back to the office. You know, no. You're messing with fire, and you know that, or you would not be writing to me.
Sometimes I wish people would go, you know how great 11, if she can say I've had 11, the past 11 years of my husband have been great. Not many people can say that.
No,
right.
That's really great.
I know. Just stop it.
Stop. No.
You start fantasizing, snap out, go, nope.
It have to be some big conversation,
right?
Because you might tell him, you know, maybe... I don't know, that conversation cannot end up in a good place. Because it might be the thing that opens the door wider. That he says something, you're like, oh, that's it. Dropping the panties now. No.
Say that.
Just say no. Just like you would say to your dog when you're trying to discipline your dog. No. Say it to yourself. No.
Yes.
No, I am not going to do that. No, no, no. And then hit yourself on the hand.
Like, put a rubber band on your wrist, and whenever you start having fantasy thoughts about this dude, just snap it.
Something.
And get your mind off of it.
Yep. Yeah. No. No, no, no.
No.
Or roll up a piece of newspaper and hit yourself over the head.
Then you're going to be the weird person at the office.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Me and my boyfriend have been together for a year now. I'm 24 and he's 25, just in case you wanted to know.
I do.
We've been through a lot together already, but I feel like I'm putting up with too much right now.
Uh-oh.
My boyfriend has been to jail before for 3 months for child support that he couldn't pay. I decided to stay with him through it, and I knew what I was getting into. When he got out of jail, he seemed to be doing well. He had a job he liked. He was happy. He would give me flowers and surprises all the time. But after 2 months, he randomly quit his job and hasn't had one for almost 5 months now. He also doesn't seem to have any motivation to get one, and it seems like he's depressed. He's living on his mother's couch, and he hasn't paid his phone bill or his internet bill in a while. I know guys don't like it when their girlfriends tell them what to do, so I've been mostly quiet and patient about him getting a job. But I'm getting very tired of having to pay for us to eat and going out on dates and paying for gas and things that we do. Then a month ago, he told me that he missed court and there's a warrant out for his arrest. He plans not to turn himself in and hide from the police. I've just been very frustrated with this because he's not handling his life very well right now. My family doesn't like him at all, and they say we should break up. But the thing is, I love him too much to let go.
Of course you do.
I really don't want to lose him, Kelly.
Of course you don't.
But I desperately want him to get his act together ASAP.
Right?
Is there any way I can help him and make him get his life together? Please help me out.
You should marry him. You go buy your own ring because he can't afford to do that.
Right, right, yeah.
And then I want you to plan a really romantic proposal. Mm-hmm. I want you to ask him to marry you.
Yes.
And then I want you to pay for that wedding yourself. Don't put that burden on your parents or on him because he can't afford anything.
No, he's too busy.
And then I want you to make babies with him.
Lots.
I want you to make a lot of babies with him.
Uh-huh. She's in it. You're serious.
To spread that his responsibilities even further because he can't pay for the other babies he's already had. So let's see how well he can pay for yours when you end up divorcing him. So go ahead, because you love him.
Usually marriage and a baby will fix everything.
And you're not listening to your parents who know you and love you. I don't know you, but I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy with the man you love and the quality of man that you accept for yourself. Because obviously you are worthy of no more than what this man has to offer you.
I'm going
to
give you slow clap.
She's going to think you're being real. Yeah.
Well, sometimes...
Nobody can tell her. So you go do that. You go bear the financial responsibility for a bum who's going to end up back in jail.
And get a big apartment, too.
Court costs.
They will find you if you hide from the police, by the way.
Yes. And I wish you both all the best.
I mean, she obviously doesn't feel good about herself. You know, or you wouldn't accept that in a partner.
And plan a very elaborate honeymoon as well.
Right.
We love
that. Hawaii's really nice.
We love that.
Is he allowed to leave the country? I'm not sure.
Oh, you got a point. He's got warrants. Road trip. Road trip. Yeah, you can't go to the airport.
I wish girls would just see... I guess listening to that probably puts it in perspective.
Don't
I know, but...
Because she doesn't love herself.
She loves him, and he will get better.
Right?
She just needs to give him more time.
Yeah, he's waiting on his ship to come in.
Yeah.
He's a quality man, and there's so few quality men out there. So why even bother looking for another one?
There you go.
So you have my blessing.
All right, there you go.
I mean, tell me one guy that hasn't found an awesome job just laying on his mom's couch, right?
Right.
It's going to happen.
Right.
All right.
Great
so
advice,
I'm glad you wrote me. Thank you.
Great advice.
I feel better about it. I hope you do too.
You're betting $1,000 a day, Kelly Riff. You're on fire.
Right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you have proven that you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been seeing each other for 4 months. And when we're together, everything's great. Unfortunately, it's the getting together part that is getting extremely frustrating.
Hmm.
I know he means well, but a lot of times when he says, let's get together on Friday after work, or I'll come by later, or even I'll call you later, he doesn't follow through.
Right.
There are always a range of excuses, and I don't think he's lying or cheating on me, but dear God, is there a way to teach him about the importance of communication and sticking to his word? It seems like we've gotten to the point where this happens every single week. I've tried to be easygoing as possible, but I'm running out of grace. He's 40. I'm 33 for reference. That's from Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, you're not a priority in this man's life. You are just something to do when he hasn't got anything else to do.
Yep.
And he doing you about once or twice a month. And you're sitting there, you're letting all these other great people who will make you a priority slip through your fingers. Why do women sell, and this is only 4 months in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the time when he's supposed to be pursuing you and can't get enough of you. This is the good part.
Yeah,
this is the good part. This is where he can, oh, I missed the sound of your voice. I know it's midnight and I'm sorry. I know you're sleeping, but I just wanted to hear the sound of your voice. That's what's supposed to be happening right now.
Yeah.
He He's not calling. He's not showing up when he's supposed to. He's making vague promises. He doesn't care at all about you.
He might be too busy with his wife.
Or you never know. Or he's, you know, you're just not a priority.
Good point.
Stop being somebody's second, third, fifth choice.
My pastor said, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, he said, God will not bring you Mr. Right when you still mess around with Mr. Wrong.
There it is.
You know?
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Or marry him.
Just stop settling for that.
Or marry him and have a baby.
I know when you're 33, you're thinking, I know a lot of stuff happens. It happened to me. It happens to a lot of women at that age. I gotta start making some babies. And, you know, there are options like Jenna just went through with freezing the eggs. If that's the only reason you're so obsessed with being with a man at that point, that is not the right reason to settle for this kind of nonsense.
You deserve
this
far
is ridiculous.
More.
Next time he calls, you're not available.
Right.
You're just not available. And either it's going to snap him out of it and realize what a great thing he's about to lose, or he's going to be like, meh, next.
Yeah.
I mean, but I wouldn't put up with that.
No. A dude will tell you. He'll, when he wants to see you and wants to be with you, you have to almost fight him off with a stick.
That's right.
You know, you should.
That's right.
Especially 3-4 months in.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, that's
imagine when you guys settle.
Like Kelly said, that's the honeymoon part. That's the first 6 months are the good part.
And then the real stuff, the real side.
Then we start slacking
off. Like, oh, well, he's not doing this anymore. He's never done it.
Imagine when he slacks off.
Right.
He's just going to be zero.
And that usually starts happening about a year in.
Yeah.
You're way ahead of schedule here on this thing right here. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. We'll do this again on Wednesday.
All right.
We have a nice little love letters to Kelly section tab right there. Write us. She'll solve your issues just like that. Well done, Kelly Raspberry.
Uh-huh. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A lot of people were enjoying sarcastic Kelly during love letters to Kelly.
A lot of them weren't.
Well, are you being sarcastic?
A little bit. We did get a bunch of texts that said, hey, can we let these people know that Kelly was being sarcastic just in case? They should know.
Well, when they're young.
Yeah. These are adults right here. Tonight on your TV, The Bachelor is going to be on. The women learn martial arts during the group date, so that should be fun.
Okay.
America's Got Talent, The Champions, is on NBC tonight. And Celebrity Big Brother on CBS. Pretty good season for Celebrity Big Brother.
It's coming down to the end.
Yeah, it's almost over. I think they finish it pretty fast on this one. I think they're getting down to the... I think it should be over this week.
It's only 2 or 3 weeks for the celebrities. Yeah.
They don't keep the celebrities in there very long. I've been enjoying it, though. I like it. My favorite's already been kicked out because he was funny. Ryan Lochte. Yeah, he gone. Sorry if that's a spoiler, but that was very early on in the season.
I'm tempted to look ahead and see... Is Lolo still on? Since Al just asked that.
Yes.
I'm tempted to go ahead and see who wins the Bachelor. I'm tempted this time because I don't care about him at all, and I'm usually kind of invested. I want to try to figure it out, but he's just so. I don't know. He's a nice man. He really is nice.
He's going to be a good boyfriend,
probably
a good husband, but yeah.
But he's just kind of vanilla and boring. It's more about the girls. So, I don't know.
Anna, who does our Kid TV, she looked it up this year. Normally, she doesn't. She says it's making it more enjoyment.
Yeah, maybe more enjoyable.
Yeah.
They should have a second prize. Like, they have a person that actually goes and supposedly gets married to Colton. Second prize is...
Bachelorette.
Second prize.
A TV career. To see who actually is in it for the man and who actually is in it. To try and further their...
At the end, she gets to choose the man or the...
Yeah.
Or something like that. You give them a choice.
A little spin.
They did something like that, right? So love or money.
For the final girl, when she gets proposed to, she can either say, no, I want to take the TV route, or yes, I want to marry you, Colton. Okay, I see, because one does get a TV career. One will become the Bachelorette.
Well,
that's true.
And then the rest get, you know... flourishing Instagram careers.
Yeah. Yeah, they all do well on Instagram. One day they'll have little babies, and their babies are going to be growing up, because I had two instances this weekend where I realized my kids are growing up way too fast.
How old are they?
My daughter is 5. That was the first instance. I dropped her off at her bestie's house for a play date yesterday.
Okay.
And I was gone for 2.5 hours so they could play, and then I came back to pick her up. And when my friend let me into their house, I noticed that they were watching JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
And they were dancing to Boomerang. Now.
Can't get enough of that one, can they?
Can't get enough of that one. But they're dancing, and Chloe and I have a choreographed dance to JoJo Siwa.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, perfect, bro. I'm going to walk in there, and I'm going to make my daughter look super cool in front of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked in singing Boomerang.
Yeah.
And doing the dance. And as soon as they locked eyes with me, all three of the little girls stopped.
Oh.
And my daughter goes, normally she would come and join me and start dancing with me. So I was waiting for that. We don't need that. We don't have to fight back. And so my daughter looks at me, and she puts her hands over her eyes and says, Papa, stop.
Oh, she's gotten to that point already?
Yes, you're humiliating. So, you're just humiliating, Jesse.
I was like, oh, this is part of the act. She wants me to amp it up a little bit. My dancing's not hard enough. So I started dancing a little bit harder. And that is when she ran past me with the arms flopping on the side and ran upstairs going, Papa, stop! You're embarrassing me!
Oh, no!
Already?
Already, dude.
Wow. I thought that didn't happen until, like...
High school, right?
11, 12, 13.
Yeah, at least teenage years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm already in embarrassing my daughter stage.
Well, embrace it, dude.
No, it sucks. I don't want to embrace that. I want to keep dancing. We have dances.
You can? Maybe we need to be cooler.
Embrace it. Just keep on doing it.
I'm going to keep on doing it. And then my son, yesterday we tried to play a trick on the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried to put them to bed early, 6:30. My son had woken my daughter up at 5 in the morning, so I knew they were tired. And so normally you can play tricks on kids, because as long as it's dark outside, you can say, hey, it's bedtime. Yeah. Let's go to bed. And sure enough, they both went upstairs, brushed their teeth. Everything was going great.
Yeah.
Kinsey and I were singing our songs. We switch. Then I go over to my son's room to sing him his song. And I finish, and I'm going over to give him a kiss and a goodnight hug.
Yeah.
And my Apple Watch lights up.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, hey, wait. So then he raises his little wrist where we got him a watch for Christmas. And he goes, clicks on the button, and it lights up. And he goes, wait.
Wait
a minute.
Wait.
Wait.
It's only 6:40.
Oh, no.
our bedtime's 7:30.
Oh, no.
He knows what time. Wow.
He goes, and then he thinks, and he goes, that means I have an hour.
You should have said, you know, I'm on Pacific time.
No, he doesn't understand that. So he got his butt out of bed and walked on over to the TV and said, I can watch two shows because that's 1 hour.
Wow.
And outplayed me.
He's good at math.
You're the parent. You said, no, you
right?
I love it. He outplayed you. Yeah.
I was just so proud of his math skills that I had to
let him get away with it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.